have a peace of mind as you are traveling. So we are really happy that you've been with us. And just to ask, which Daily Nugget are you registered with? Did you pick?
Sorry?
Which Daily Nugget are you registered with? Did you pick a Daily Nugget on the app?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right. Well, Mulenga, do stay tuned to find out if you're a lucky winner on the show. My producer says we need to wrap up, and we're doing just that. Do stay tuned.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. So now you are tuned in to the Avalea Carpooling Limited radio show, and we are definitely excited about today because we have to pick a winner in a little bit. So be sure to stay tuned. We have only 30 seconds to wrap up.
Warning, the takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM.
This Christmas, Eastport Mall is bringing the magic to life. Discover our vibrant Christmas market filled with gifts, treats, and holiday surprises. Bring the little ones for coloring, face painting, and magical story time sessions, and exciting production performances happening on the 20th of December. And get ready for the East Park Fashion Show, where festive style steals the spotlight. Enjoy amazing live performances, and as you shop, stand a chance to win fantastic prizes at your favorite stores. Celebrate, shop, and make unforgettable memories this season at East Park Mall, the lifestyle choice.
We are back and we are announcing today's lucky winners, and it so happens that, well, the winners are, should I say it?
You can say it. I can give the rest of the details.
All right. So, congratulations to our lucky winners today. Mapalo Sokoni of NRC number 8601 and Doreen Vula of NRC number 3852. Those are the ones, right?
Mr. Nyambe.
Nyambe?
Yes.
Oh, it's actually Mr. Nyambe.
Doreen.
Doreen and Mr. Nyambe. Sorry, Mapalo. So sorry. So our lucky winners are Doreen Mvula of NRC number 3852 and Mr. Nyambe Mbaimbai of NRC number 7843. Congratulations to you. And would also like to thank everybody that did participate on the show this afternoon. Remember, in case you haven't won today, you still win next week. So yes, there's a chance for everybody.
Absolutely. So to our winners, please call contact 0977-410680 for more details. And also just a message out there for all our already existing users. Please kindly update the app and also enjoy the special features that we have on Avalea app. Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon.
Thank you.
We look forward
to having us.
We look forward to more rides, courtesy of Avalea Carpooling Limited.
And more prizes.
Absolutely. We've been talking to Ms. Faith Mukwasa, brand manager at Avalea Carpooling Limited, and also Ms. Miriam Kamanga, who happens to be operations manager. We totally appreciate the fact that you've been following Avalea, and of course, be sure to download the app today so that we can travel together.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Feel the power.
On the road, let's ride together. Save your cars, make the trip much better. Avalea brings wisdom each day. Travel smart in the champion way. Avalea, hey, share the ride, save the pay. Avalea, yeah, learn a nugget every day. Avalea, woo, together we move far. Avalea carpooling, the future's in your car. The future's in your car. Avalea, let's ride together.
The Power FM Lifetime News
is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hichilema calls for global solidarity as Zambia marks Human Rights Day. UPND official clarifies delimitation process as a constitutional exercise. In international news, Ghana condemns inhumane treatment of travelers at Israel Airport. And in sports, Chipolopolo boys depart for Spain for final AFCON preparations.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged Zambians to reflect on the universal dignity and equality of all people, stressing the enduring relevance of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as the world commemorates its 77th anniversary. Speaking at the International Human Rights Day commemoration held at the Mulungushi International Conference Center yesterday, President Hichilema said the declaration affirms that every human being, regardless of nationality, continent, all background, is entitled to dignity, equal rights, freedom, justice and peace. He reminded the nation that global conflicts continue to threaten lives and displace millions, emphasizing that Zambia is not isolated from these challenges. The president referenced insecurity in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, with which Zambia shares a 1,900-kilometer border, noting that generations of refugees have sought safety within Zambia over the years. He also cited ongoing crises in Sudan, where hopes for lasting peace after the separation of South Sudan have not been realized, as well as unrest in Cabo Delgado in northern Mozambique.
Remember this day, we are reminded by the importance of the Universal Human Rights Declaration that we've lived with for 77 years or so. And this declaration affirms the importance of dignity and equality all peoples of the world, humanity, so to say, without exception. The essential element that human beings are equal, irrespective of their country of origin, their continent, but they're members of the human race, and that they all need to be accorded the dignity that they deserve. And with that dignity comes really connotation of equal rights.
UPND Presidential Support Program Director Patrick Samwimbila has clarified that a delimitation exercise is a strict constitutional process carried out by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, not a political undertaking by any party. Mr. Samwimbila explained that delimitation is conducted in line with the Constitution and the Electoral Process Act, Chapter 13 of the Laws of Zambia. He said the primary goal is to ensure fair and equitable representation of citizens in Parliament and local councils, noting that population density remains the key factor guiding the process. Mr. Samwimbila stressed that the new constituencies that will be proposed are not owned by any political party. He said the areas are up for grabs for any qualified individual willing to represent the people, reaffirming that delimitation is meant to enhance democracy and equal representation, not to benefit the ruling party or any political actor.
You know, this actually is not a UPND activity. Delimitation is an ECZ activity to determine which constituencies must be delimited. That one is not a role of the executive. So even this delimitation, the process is on. The report to show which constituencies will be divided into two, that report will be given to the Zambia. But somebody was saying, they have heard rumors that these constituencies that will be divided, they will be for UPND. So I said, wow, if that is the thinking, then I can rejoice that, oh, thank you, they will give us those constituencies. But that is not the case. The issue is that when a constituency, just like even the existing constituencies now, which are 156, after Parliament is dissolved, they are up for grabs for anyone. They don't belong to anyone.
beneficiaries.